After 150 years of serving the poor, rich, and working class of Brooklyn, Long Island College Hospital is all but closing today. Its emergency room will remain open, but all other patients and staff members must be out by midnight. Litch was one of the country's first hospitals to have its own ambulance service and to serve as a medical school. WNYC's Fred Mogul went inside Litch recently as doctors and nurses prepared to shut the hospital down.
Dr. Robert Levy and medical resident Tayo Nishimoto are at one of the last clinics still open at Litch.
What is she taking for her diabetes?
They're discussing a patient who's an elderly diabetic.
Does she do finger sticks at home?
She says she knows she's supposed to.
They talk about a lump near the patient's thyroid gland and her next steps.
And she knows she has to go find someplace else to go.
Yeah.
Does she have any place in mind?
She does, another hospital a few miles away. Dr. Levy, though, doesn't know where he's going next. Since doing his own residency here in the mid-1970s, he's been affiliated with Litch in one capacity or another, but not for much longer.
I have started looking for another position, but I don't have anything firm yet.
As Litch shutters, its rise and fall tell the story of healthcare in New York City and beyond, going back before the Civil War. It initially served German immigrants until local leaders decided Brooklyn needed a bigger hospital for the growing population and a place to train doctors. Many hospitals were starting to take off around this time, according to Princeton University sociologist and historian Paul Starr. He said hospitals previously had been warehouses for the hopelessly ill, but starting in the late 19th century, places like Litch could actually cure people.
Hospitals became workshops for physicians, and that was the result of the development of antiseptic surgery and anesthesia and all sorts of new techniques.
In the boom and bust economy of the early 20th century, Litch nearly closed and was rescued by wealthy patrons. But by the post-World War II era, Litch and many hospitals were having trouble adapting. City dwellers were fleeing to the suburbs, leaving behind poorer people in many neighborhoods. Health insurers began paying less, and medical advances led to shorter hospital stays and many procedures being performed in other settings.
As a result, the demand for in-hospital care was reduced.
Casting off its medical school in the 1950s helped Litch stay in the black for the next few decades. Jeff Brewer grew up nearby in the 1960s and 70s and still lives there. He and family members went to Litch countless times for everything from a broken finger to a hip replacement. A few years ago, Brewer felt a strange numbness in his body that later turned out to be a leaking blood vessel in his brain. His primary care doctor told him to go to Litch.
He said, because if you come into Manhattan, even at the top tier hospitals, you might be in the emergency room for days before you get a bed. I thought it was interesting that my really, really picky, control freak, judgmental doctor said, go to Litch.
But many people in the Cobble Hill area haven't been so loyal. They've crossed the East River to Manhattan to get cardiac surgery, cancer treatment, and other high-end health care, draining Litch's economic base. Dr. Douglas Sepkowitz, an infectious disease specialist associated with Litch since the 1980s, says competing with the large academic medical centers has always been a challenge.
Does everybody with a serious illness need to be treated in Manhattan? I think we do a good job with a lot of things here. And that doesn't mean that you have to have open heart surgery or every surgical subspecialty, but we need and deserve a full service hospital here.
Governor Cuomo disagrees. He says Brooklyn has too many hospitals, so Litch, which the state bought 3 years ago, needs to close. Local politicians and sympathetic judges delayed this for more than a year, but Sepkowitz has been told to clear out, so he's packing up his office.
Old bags, old x-rays,
tapes, CDs, tennis rackets. I don't know that I'm quite a hoarder, but I've got a lot of stuff in the office that has to be taken care of.
The state has made clear it envisions a new stage in the 150-year evolution of Litch, a much smaller facility with an emergency room and some clinics. One of these debuted in the Bronx a year ago, and others are scheduled to appear soon in the West Village and Nassau County, all at former hospitals. There are more than many neighborhoods have, but much less than what Cobble Hill had for more than a century. For WNYC, I'm Fred Mogul.